Blog Talk Radio.
Oh! 2 years ago, I had an operation. He bent half of me. He fixed up. I've been happy for the past 2 days here in the midst of the greatest singers in the world. Oh! I love to see people lift up the name Jesus. Didn't he say, if I've been lifted up, I draw men. One more thing. I want to say, I'm going to sing a little bit of my song. Sometimes we walk around with a load on our shoulder. You don't have to walk around carrying a heavy load. We forget sometimes. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. You can't handle it. Turn it over. Turn it over. Let me just say a little bit of this heavy load.
Heavy load. I got
they don't know what I mean. When I talk about a heavy load, I'm talking about a heavy load of sin. Somebody wanna know what I got written, my heavy load. Down in the country, Alabama, 14 years old. Hold of me. Something got a hold of me. I told my neighbor in a revival meeting one night, you know what? On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. I got rid of my heavy load.
Try it again.
On a Thursday.
What?
On a Thursday.
What did you say?
Yes, I got rid of my heavy load. Praise God, praise God. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to his Son, Jesus Christ, through the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I just thank and I praise God for being here today. I thank and I praise God for blessing us to see another beautiful day. Thanking and praising God for waking us up this morning, blessing us, watching over us with 12 up and down the dangerous highway, blessing us to start on our way. He's so good and so merciful to us. And I just want to always praise him and say, Lord, I thank you. Because he don't have to keep us, but he loves us so much that he chooses to keep us day by day and show how much he loves us. Time, I'm going to ask Brother D, are you on, D? Okay, well, we'll go ahead. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessing to keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for blessing us to be able to bring your word one more day, God. Thank you for each and every one, Father God, that you blessed to come out to hear us today, Father God. Father God, and we just thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your Son coming to this earth, Father God, to die so that we may live. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. And I thank you for all things, Father God. This prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Okay, we're going to talk today about spiritual blindsiding. Spiritually blindsided. And to be blindsided is to be caught unprepared. Glory be to God. spiritual blindsidedness is being unable to see the truth of God through Jesus. We don't accept that there is a God. Now, Jesus came to this earth and he talked all about his Father. He taught about himself. He taught us about the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And a lot of us caught it and received. We heard the word. We understood the word. We accepted the word, and we were saved. We received the Holy Ghost because we believed. Glory be to God. Now, there are many ways of being spiritually blindsided. Idolatry, anything that we worship other than God, it's idolatry. Adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, greed, backbiting, bearing false witness, and even mass murder and suicide that so much happened today. All of this happened, and we don't know God. We don't have any protection in life or in death because we didn't allow ourselves the chance to know him. And brothers and sisters, right now, we don't have to be blindsided. Right now, we can accept God. We can repent of our sins, and we can be saved. But it's so many of us that have turned away from God, has turned our minds off, don't recognize him, don't hear him, don't even know him. 1 Corinthians 7:35 said, "And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you," this is Brother Paul talking, "but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord out destruction." In other words, we need to focus up on God. We need to focus up on salvation. We need to focus on how we can be saved. And don't let Satan send anything to distract us. When Satan sees that we are trying to be saved, that we want to be with God, that we want to get to know God, we want to know how to be saved, then he'll send a distraction, something to distract you. It can be your own child come in and say something or cry or just do whatever when you're trying to meditate on God. See, we have to think on God every day. We need to meditate. We want to get a closer relationship with God. We don't want to be one that when Jesus comes back for us, we are living in sin and we are unaware that our time is coming, and we are not prepared. Now, our time on this earth is shorter than it's ever been before. It's getting closer and closer to the time for Jesus to come back. So we should all try, begin to live for him in every situation of our life, in our thoughts, in our everyday life. We should put Jesus first, put God first, concentrate on him, concentrate on being saved, sanctified, filled with his precious Holy Ghost, concentrate on living forever, eternally in God's kingdom. Luke 21:36 says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. In other words, Luke is telling us we should always watch and pray. We don't want to be blindsided. We don't want to die in our sin. So Luke is saying, watch and pray always. And when he's saying watch, this is spiritually watching, knowing that you're not saved. In order for you to be with God, you got to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to repent of your sin. You got to acknowledge Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We've got to accept him in our lives. So our Bible tells us to watch and pray always that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. When Jesus come back, it'll be too late to say, Lord, give me a few days longer. Give me the chance to be saved. Right now is your chance to be saved. You don't have to be spiritually blindsided. We hear the word of God every day. We hear, but we don't stand it when we have closed our hearts and our minds off from God. We don't allow our ears to be open or our heart to receive. See, the second coming of Christ will come unexpectedly, universally. In other words, when Jesus come back again, it's not going to be just for one or two people. It's not going to just be for the people that live in a certain state. But when Jesus come back, it's for everybody all over the world. Therefore, we should watch and pray that we will not be caught our sins. And ongoing relationship with Jesus is the only way to face all that will take place. Now, we know the book of Revelation tells us about all the things that's going to happen when Jesus comes back. He said there'd be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We want to be able to see God's face in peace. We don't want to be blindsided when Jesus come back. We don't want to be spiritually blindsided, not knowing, not accepting him or his word. And Jesus is the only way that we're going to be able to make it through and see God's face in peace. Now, if we haven't already started to prepare ourselves for the coming back of Jesus Christ, because he is coming back. He's coming back for his church. He's coming back for the people that loves him and has received of his spirit and has received the Holy Ghost, have accepted and have a relationship with them that loves him. Glory be to God. Mark 13:32-33 says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And this was during the time that Jesus was on earth. Jesus laid aside, he put a limit on himself while he was on the earth in the likeness of the human man. While he was on earth in human form, He laid aside. He limited himself basically of what he could do and what he would do on this earth. Glory, hallelujah. He came in the likeness of man so that he could teach man, so he could make man understand who he was, who his father, who he is, who his father is, what it takes for us to be saved and to be with him. So Philippians, he but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. See, Jesus pulled off his glory so that he could come down and save man. Glory, hallelujah. But look at man. Look at how many people on this earth is not saved, not accepting Jesus. It's running around saying there is no God. They are spiritually blind. Now, spiritual blindness is not to see Christ, and not to see Christ is not to see God. If you don't see Jesus, you don't see God. Well, how do you see Jesus? He came. Our Bible tells us all about him. He came through the Virgin Mary. He was born just like man was born on this earth. He came as a baby. He grew up. But he let everybody know that God was his father. He let everybody know that he was the Son of God. And he taught. As he walked this earth, he was the spirit man. He was a human, but he was spirit. He taught man how to be saved. He taught man about the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost. He taught man about Satan, the demonic spirit. He taught man about the Spirit of God. And he let us know that through the Holy Ghost, we could receive of his Spirit. We could be saved and be with him one day. Now, spiritual is the condition of an individual that is unable to see God. Spiritual blindness is the condition of an individual that is unable to see God or understand his message. God shows himself to us through his word. God shows us his glory, and some people does not understand. How does God show himself? In the elements, the sun, the moon, the trees, the birds. He shows himself every day. He shows his glory to us. When you look at how beautiful the flowers that man did not make, that God spoke, and they grew. When you look at the beauty of the different flowers, the beauty of the birds in the air, God showing his glory every day, the sun, the moon, the stars, God showing his glory every day. But it's so many people still walking this earth, serving the devil, and don't see God. And because they don't sin, they can't accept him. They won't allow him into their lives. But if salvation, we're going to allow the word of God to enter into us so that we can meditate, so that we can concentrate on God and not on the things of this earth. Glory be to God. There is so much going on this earth that is going to cause us to go to hell. And we think because everything is looking good right now that we are home free. But if you don't know God, your riches is worth nothing. And the only way is to recover from the spiritual blindness, to allow ourselves to be healed from our anger, from our fear, from our sin, from our pain. You got so many people that can't be healed from anger because they don't know how to forgive. They feel like because this person hurt me, I will never forgive them. We cannot live in a state of unforgiveness. We have got to be able to forgive because God forgave us of our sins. So what is it about us that we can't forgive? Now, we got to remember we were born in sin after Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Therefore, every man, woman, boy, girl, child that was born is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But God sent us back a comforter to keep us, to protect us, to teach us. He sent Jesus so that he would lead the word of God for us, not only in a book, but through man, through the 12 disciples and the other prophets that came before the 12 disciples and the one that came after. God sent man so that we would be saved. Now, Acts 28:26-27 says, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. In other words, you got people on this earth today that hear the word of God and they don't understand it. Therefore, the word of God do not remain in them. They see the signs and the miracles that is performed, but they cannot perceive it. Therefore, they don't see it because they are not children of God, because they have let themselves being taken over by the devil. So therefore, they hard-hearted and unacceptable of God's word. They would rather go out and chase after riches, chase after other gods, their cars and other people. When God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. We don't put no other God before God, for he is the only true and living God. He is the only one that can save you. He is the only one that can raise you from the dead. He is the only one that can send you to heaven. eternally so that you can live forever. While we're chasing after other gods and all this other different stuff, chasing after riches, you meet people that let you know all I want is money. Well, you get all that money and you glory yourself in the money instead of the living God. Then your soul will be lost because you put that money that's going to be destroyed, going to be burnt up before the living God who will live forever. Verse 27 said, for the heart of this people is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted. And I should heal them. Glory be to God. See, we're so hard-hearted. You find man has gotten so cold-hearted. They don't know how to love one another. They don't know how to love God. They don't seem to even care about going to hell. That should be a concern every day of your life if you are not saved, sanctified. That should be an everyday concern. You should seek salvation every day of your life rather than doing the things that we do and have God chasing after us, which he don't have to, but he loves us. We need to chase after him and show him how much we want him, how much we need him, how much we want to be saved, how much we want to be with him. A person who does not see God does not know him. No, we cannot see his face in peace and live, but we can see him in our daily life. You see him when you open your eyes in the morning and wake up because it was God that see him when you walk, when you talk. It is God that allowing you to do it. Without God, you wouldn't be able to do nothing. And if we don't see God, if we don't know God, if we don't accept him, we are spiritually perishing. And we do not want to die in sin. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, those who reject Christ are spiritually blind and they are lost. Those who reject God's word are spiritually blind and they are lost. We cannot be saved if we don't hear the word of God. We cannot be saved if we don't accept Jesus Christ because
we cannot make it into heaven unless we go through by the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, Satan wants to lead you away from the truth in any way he can. He even attempts blind believers. So you got some believers that are blind and still don't know the whole truth. He not only at the ones that is in sin and unsaved, but he attempts the blind believers, seeking to trap us and cause us to distance ourselves from God through temptation, fear, loneliness, worry, depression, and persecution. And when you look at all those things, all that, we begin to feel sorry for ourselves, and our mind is on the problem and not on God. Even though we are saved, we turn away from God, and we begin to concern ourselves with the thing that's going on. Lord, I'm lonesome. I don't want to be by myself. If you accept God, you won't be by yourself. You're not by yourself even before you accept him. But once you accept him, you truly get to know him, and you recognize you'll never be alone through fear. If you know God, you know him to be your protector. And you won't have to fear anything. For Satan is not going to come up and try to fight against the living God. He don't have that kind of power. Glory be to God. When it comes down to God, he has no power. See that little man shrinking that has no power. Through temptation. See, we can lose our soul through temptation. There's so much out in the world that we can be tempted with. And then you wonder, how can I be spiritually blindsided? Because you have let the world sing you. You have given your life over to the devil. He has consumed you. And you enjoy the things that you're doing in this world, so you're not watching and you're not praying, because if you were watching for your soul's salvation, you wouldn't allow Satan to tempt you. For yes, you get tempted for a minute, but we can get on our knees and pray and overcome it. We can get in this Bible, and that Bible will tell us what we need to do to overcome this temptation. Believe. If we don't believe that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Don't you know he rewards you when you seek him? When you truly get tired of the things that you're doing, then you won't be blindsided, because God will sup with you. He will save you. He will forgive you your sins. He will sanctify you, wash you in the blood of the Lamb when we receive him. Now, Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. putting on the whole armor of God is getting salvation, receiving the Holy Ghost, repenting of your sin. When you repent of your sin and accept Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, you shall be saved when you confess it. God, the Holy Ghost will protect you. Don't you know you have angels walking with you every day? But we don't accept God. And God is continuous waiting. For us to come to him. All we got to do is accept him. Tell him, God, Jesus, I'm tired of doing the things that I'm doing. I don't want to go to the places I go. I want to get to know you. When you tell Jesus all of this and believe it from your heart, don't just be saying it because it sounds good, because Jesus don't look at the man. He doesn't look at that body, but he's looking at the heart. And when we talk to him, and if it's not coming from the heart, he knows. Matter of fact, he knew it wasn't going to come from the heart when you opened your mouth. So when we talk to Jesus about our salvation and how we want to stop doing the things that we're doing, how we want to get to know him, how we want to see his face in peace, how we want to live with him eternally, we got to talk to God from the heart, not with just lip service. But we got to talk to him from the heart. Glory, hallelujah. See, when we talk to God from the heart, we begin to talk from the spirit, because he is a spirit and he receives of our spirit. John 8, 42, 43, 44. Jesus said unto them, Jesus was talking to the Jews, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. And this is so good for us today, because we in the saints unbelief. And when things happen, we're blindsided because we don't have any faith. Why do you not understand my speech? This is Jesus asking the question. Even because you cannot hear my words, even though he's talking. Have you ever been where a person talking to you, you hearing but you don't hear and don't have an idea what they're saying? And that's what happened. Oftentimes, when people are talking to you about the word of God, when people are talking to us about the word of God, we're looking at them, we're hearing them, we don't hear things. So therefore, we don't understand because we don't hear. He said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abide not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus was talking to the Jews, and not only to the Jews. When you listen to that scripture, he's talking to us too, because the real reason for our failure to receive Christ is that we have a relationship with the devil and not a relationship with God. And that's why we don't hear. That's why we can't receive of his word. And in the midst of all of that, if we would just repent, just, and he's able to forgive us our sins. So let us not be spiritually blind. Let us not be, as I spoke of last night, of like the five virgins, the five foolish virgins. They weren't prepared. They weren't watchful. Because had they been watchful, they would not have had to go back and get oil for their lantern. They wouldn't have had to get oil for the lamp if they had been watchful. But as they were not watchful, they missed out on the kingdom. We don't want to miss out on the kingdom. We say, well, the most of us, because you hear some people say, well, I'm going to go to hell anyway. No, I'm not going to hell. And we shouldn't put stuff like that in our mind, because if you speak it, you're speaking your own destination, and you don't have to. Sometimes we do things out of ignorance. Sometimes we do things trying to be funny. But your eternal life is for you. That is something you should always be watchful and praying. Get in that relationship with Jesus Christ and with the Father. Always watching. Quick to forgive and quick to repent. Let us not be blindsided. Let us be prepared. When Jesus come back, let us be prepared to go back with him. Because we don't want Jesus to look at us and say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew. We don't want to hear God tell us that. And we can stop it just by living for him. Accepting him, receiving him. Stop doing the things that are not in the will of God. He put all that in the Bible. He gave you the law of what you should not do. All you got to do is read it. Accept God. And go back and read Romans 10:9-10. Read it. Each individual should be searching for their own soul's salvation. I don't want to be enjoying myself in that world so much that I'm blindsided when Jesus come back for me and I'm in sin, and there is no way I'm going to be with God. Because I've lived my life, I have no more chances. Every day you wake up, you have a chance to be with God. So let us think about this. Let us meditate on this. And let us not be spiritually blindsided. Let us set our minds, our hearts, and our souls on the kingdom of God. And truly, I thank God for each and every one that came out to here today. And I'm going to take a few minutes to open up the floor that anyone who has something they want to say, any questions, or even want to testify, I just say, Lord, I thank you. Or want prayer or anything. I'm going to open up the floor right now.
Just hold up your hand and we will receive you.
So you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I was on when you was calling me. But for some reason...
Are you there, D?
For some reason, I couldn't, you couldn't hear me. But I could hear you when you was calling me. I was here. But I'm just sitting there listening to the word as always. Hope that I didn't make too much. I'm walking. But as always, we truly enjoyed the word today. It's just a carryover for me from yesterday.
Amen.
To hear God's word. Hearing God's word. You know, if we spend a little more time trying to get to know God,
all
we'll
right,
be
man.
So much better off.
So much better. So much.
I'm walking and Satan is so busy. It's like every car passes, everybody wants to throw the door with the music going, but we're gonna press on anyhow. Because he definitely has no victory here. I say again, family, if we would just spend more time, just a little more time trying to get to know our Lord and Savior. I heard Monty say something when she said he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it amazes me how some of us just don't believe. Some of us won't believe. I've said many times that I believe that some of them feel they got this magical lie that they're going to be the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Monty gave you all something a few minutes ago. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get him out of here. She gave you all something. She told you, she said, you are of your father, the devil. And she, and the verse went on to tell you exactly what the devil is. He's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a liar since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those who don't believe it, they can go back and read it.
Amen.
Go back and read it for yourself. He's a liar.
Amen.
If he was born to be a liar, what
mm-hmm.
do you think he's telling you? What do you think he's telling
Amen.
You?
Amen.
All the
Amen.
Devil is doing is telling you lies. And if you're
Amen.
Not in God's word, he will sell it to you as the truth. Don't buy
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I want to tell my family today to get off the sales rack and go get
mm-hmm.
in the main line. My,
All
my
right,
man. Young man, I heard preaching one Sunday. He says, why do I have to be on welfare when I can fare well? Sister and brother, you
All
can
right,
fare well
yes.
today by just simply
mm-hmm.
getting to know my Lord and Savior. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I truly enjoyed the service today. Let's try to fare well, sister and brothers. Let's try to fare well. Amen.
Amen. Devo, stay on the phone because I'm going to have you to pray me out, okay? But the floor is still open right now for anyone. I thank Brother D for those words. And you know what I like about it? When I was talking, he was listening. And he was able to tell me back what I said and also add his understanding into it. And that's what God wants us to do. You can't tell me what I said if you don't understand what I said. So the floor is still open for a couple of more minutes for anyone who wants to say something, want prayer or anything.
T, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
As soon as you say it, stay on the phone. Devil is just busy there, but I say he's not going to get a victory here. As soon as you say it, stay on the phone. I flipped the phone over and hung myself up. Well, I don't know if she tuned in today, if she's on that. But, you know, we was asked to give a special prayer yesterday for a young lady. I believe her name was Mrs. Jessica Pollard, I believe. Not looking at my text. But just want to see what she on today. And if so, we definitely want to open the floor to her and give her a chance to come in and see if she wanted to have anything to say or just say, tell God thank you. For some reason, she's been on my mind all day. I don't know why this special prayer was asked for, but God knows it. And she's been on my mind all day. Amen.
Okay, amen. I'm learning that when the time comes and anyone want to say something, they will. But in the meantime, truly, I thank God for each and every one that came out to be with us today. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, at this time, I'm going to, Brother D, I want you to pray us out, and after your prayer, do your announcement, and then I'll take, and then I'll come back.
Amen. Amen. As always, I would ask my sisters and brothers, you always just bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and you know, I'd like for you to pray along with us as we pray. Let's go to your Father. Father God, we come before you again. Father, we stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you. We want to thank you, Father, for not only the word that you've given us yesterday, not only the word that you've given us last week. We want to thank you for the word that you've given us today. We thank you for the food that you have allowed us to digest today, for you said in your word that we should eat the word.
Yeah.
Instead of going down, let it be honey in our belly. And, Father, yeah, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We just don't know how to praise you. We love you so much. We love you so much. You do so much for us.
Yes, sir.
You watch over us all day and night. You touch us with a fingertip of love each and every morning that allows you to get up and start a new day. And we just say thank you, Lord.
Thank
Father, we
you,
ask
Lord.
You to continue to bless these services that we give. Praying, Father, that you said in your word that if just one will hear and receive your word. You said the angels in heaven rejoicing.
Yes.
Father, we're waiting on the angels to rejoice right now. Praying that someone will hear this word and want to accept you as their Lord and Savior. We love you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless, Father, continue to keep us. We was asked yesterday, Father, to pray a special prayer. We don't know a situation, but we ask that whatever it may be, whether you touch Sister Jeanette, touch in a special way.
Yes,
bless it, Sister Jessica, I'm sorry, Lord. Bless it as only you can. Heal if she's sick.
Yeah.
Bless finances if it's finance. Whatever it may be, Lord, touch right now. Thou knowest. And we love you, Lord. Father, we ask that you look upon one of my special friends. I got a text yesterday, Lord, let me know that it was not only on, but it was trying to come in to tell you thank you. Father, we ask that you look upon our special friend, brother and sister fan. Continue to bless them. Continue to keep them, Lord. Keep them in perfect peace. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. Ooh, we love you. Church right now.
Lord Jesus.
Father, these blessings among many. We ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen.
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 Please
make your announcements. Before I announce service, I just feel I have to say again, all the devil has for you is lies, because he's a liar.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And we pray that you would tune in if you're like myself and you can't get enough or didn't get enough today. We pray that you would tune in tomorrow for God's plan. The same appointed time, 5 o'clock Central. And if you're like myself and you can't still get enough, we pray that you not only attend service Sunday somewhere in a Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church, we pray that you come back Tuesday and fellowship with us again in the gospel hour. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly, we thank Brother D for those announcements. And I just want to announce, I thank God for each and every one that came out today. Be with us again on next Wednesday, same time, same channel. For God, as always, God has a word for you. And I'm asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dog.
All right, Sister Mary, and I appreciate it. I'm out here in the noise and in the wind, so thank you, Sister Mary, for that. Like Brother D said, outstanding service today. We appreciate you, and Godspeed. All right.
All right.
You're good, Sister Mary. Have a good one. We love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, y'all hold on there. I'm trying to find something for y'all hootlings that y'all ain't going to want to hear, but I'm going to play it anyway.
And I'll say right now that I'm too close.
clue.
Sonny, I'm too close to heaven. Y'all listen to this now. To my journey's end. To my anybody out there?
I'm too close.
Made up your mind that I'm going if I have to go by myself.
I can't turn back.
In a world of sin.
In a world of sin.
I wouldn't take nothing.
I wouldn't take nothing.
Not silver. Not even gold.
I wouldn't take nothing.
Nothing for my journey now.
Nothing for my journey now.
I stand still in the Lord. You know, I don't care what the cost is. Doesn't matter what the cost is.
I've got to make it.
I'm going to make it to heaven somehow.
All right, all right. If anybody got something, hit that one button. If anybody got something, hit that one button. Hit that one button. Let's get something started here. Oh, what old Gina mic for? Hold Gina mic back up or she get mad. All right, y'all hootlums. Okay, we out here. If y'all got anything you want to talk about, hit the one button, hit the one button, hit the one button, hit the one button. If you got anything you want to talk about, any announcement, as you already know, we're getting closer and closer. The mic here is the end finale. That's next week. Not this weekend, but next week is going to be rumbling starting that Thursday. We're going to be kicking off that Thursday. And man, oh man, got a million lockouts and some bad racing going on. And I see Ojabo on here call in himself. Paid his dues and call in himself on his own phone. Yep. I see Rich here. Rich, y'all ain't got nobody on the phone that got anything to say? Nobody else out there got anything to say? I'm not really struggling. I'm just asking. Y'all, we might want to. Oh, I forgot it ain't 7 o'clock yet. They think the services ain't out yet. We got through the services a little bit earlier tonight. Well, that's what it is. They think we still on the press show. And so they're going to wait about 7:05 or 7:10. And guess what? We're going to be gone. We're down here in Dallas in the night again. The weather is perfect. It's perfect weather right now. If you want to test and tune, you get all the testing and tune you want. It ain't cold. It ain't hot. The track is looking pretty damn good. So if you had any test passes you want to get in, could have been out there doing it. Guess who had it? Guess who down here? My man, Tony Bynes. You down here would look like. Yeah, I can't tell if that black gal or white gal. I'm scared to go there because he might jump on me. So I ain't going to go that close to him. But Tony Bynes is down here. They got another one of the 44 cars out here testing today, too. Tyler Hancock got in with Paper Chaser. Paper Chaser is down in the house with McCain boys doing the tuning on it. So these boys are trying to, they're sneaking trying to get ready, but they're getting ready. I'm going to go up in that ride by here and see what kind of got over here. I'm telling y'all, I ain't going in there because I ain't letting him. He might be mad because he was a jackass in the Lamont Center this week. He might get mad, so I go by there. He might jump on me. I ain't want to jump on me. Let me go see the car. Feel car. I'm going to ride by that real fast. What he got over there? Oh, he got. Okay, he got a black gal over there. He got a black gal in the house. Well, they didn't even switch that motor and put it in there already. Damn. Also, be messing around, boy. Yep, he got a black gal over there. Got the hood off. He got the blanket over him. Something got to be. He might. Got a blanket over the motor. Holy shit. So. He took the motor out of white gal and put it in black gal. He technically went out to be hiding the motor. So they tied the motor, and they look mighty damn tall, too. So, shit, somebody gave him a brand new one. Oh, shit. Well, we'll find out tonight whether or not he's worth a damn. So, you know, damn well I'm going to be looking. And since he came to an open private testing, I mean, open testing, it ain't that I'm telling on him. It's open to the public. So anything I see, I can tell you. I might not go live, but I'll tell you how I go. I ain't going live. Uh-oh. Somebody hit the one button. Oh, shit. Them old folks. 9748. Who we got?
Hey, big dog. I got a question.
Okay.
This Eddie.
Come on with it.
That first race, final race, I mean, year-end finale Mike Hill had that Marquise won with King Kong. Was that a 484 race?
I don't think it was 484 back in them days. I think they were just, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know. I know King Kong did win the first one, I think down there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a 484 race. I don't know if it was a 484 or not, though. I don't know. Anybody know that, hit the one button and let him know. Somebody hit the one button if y'all know. Mike Hughes should have had his ass on there anyway. He's got them race next week. You know I ain't got no, we got one race in front of him. I'll be in Piedmont this Saturday. I'll be in Piedmont at Lance and Travis's race down in Piedmont. But Mike Hughes know he should have been on there already advertising his damn race, a faggot. That's all right. Free advertising is hard to come by. They'll learn one day. Somebody finna kill it. All right. Wheelchair, somebody on your part. Somebody help me out.
Yeah, dog. It was a 484 shootout.
Oh, that's what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
It was like a big one.
It had High Roller, King Kong, Mike Stravino, and Gotti.
That's right. And that's the race that King Kong started out to get in because they were scared to me, because they were smoking. And I went over there and told them, I said, man, look here. If you're going to blow up side of the motherfucker, you never know.
Yeah.
And they got in there and won the race. Damn sure. That's right, Richard. 704, you got
so
that 704?
So that was a 484 race?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought Mario said he won. I thought Mario said he won the first 484 race.
No. It wasn't a big 16 car like he said. Once he did it, he expanded it to 16 cars.
Mario won the first one under the new rules.
Yeah. Well, he split the first one under the new rules. Him and her.
Oh, that was.
They split it. It was a winner and a co-winner because they didn't go down. They was teammates, so they didn't race each other. Yeah, I remember now. See, I told you, all I need is somebody to jog my memory. I know shit, but I forget I know it. Yeah, that was Marquise them starting not to even get in it. They starting not to even get in the race. Because I think they didn't think they could win. I thought, I said, shit, man. Don't get in that damn thing. If you're going to blow up side of the motherfucker, you never know. No, that's when they run good anyway. If you're going to blow up anyway, shit, don't let it go. Let it rip. Yep. Richard, you got anything else to put out, man? If nobody want to put out, then Mike don't even want to come on and talk about his show. Oh, we got another lock-in today. Biz and Lil Vinny locked in, Richard.
Oh, yeah, I saw. I'm about to go with Chi-Town Biz on the lock.
Yeah. It locked in 6 o'clock Saturday. And if Biz wins 2 hours after that, he got to run big free the whole pot. Got to run big free for the whole pot 2 hours after that if he wins. And this motherfucker trying to bunny in, finna run into the goddamn wall. This motherfucker finna run into the wall.
I don't know where him and Freak locked in. Biz got to win. I said, I don't know him and Freak
if Biz wins, they automatically lock in 2 hours after that for the whole pot. So they got me for the DP, man. So you know what's going to happen. If Biz wins, I'm keeping that money in my pocket. I ain't getting him shit.
Him and Freak Gun Lock gave for that whole spot. The only thing I fucked up on, I just realized it. If they do that, they didn't have no punk out money. So if they had no punk out money, and they locked in for the whole pot is the punk out in it, we're too. Yeah.
Ain't come in on that one, though.
Well, that's I'm telling you, I'm trying to say, if he said, if I win, I got to lock in Big Freak for the whole pot. We got to run for the whole pot. So even if they didn't put no punk out money up, if he come out there, if he win and can't go, shit, the whole pot up. The whole pot is up. If it ain't, we'll just talk to me because, you know, that's the way I'm looking at it. If I'm wrong, straighten. Somebody straighten.
If you look at it that way, yeah. But I said, Kyle, both of them good understanding.
I mean, they can work out what they want them, but this is what the stick will. You know, that's what's fucked up here. What if being win and blow his car up and can't go in 2 hours? What if he do that?
That's what I said. I would get both of them on and try to get a better understanding.
I ain't getting nothing. All I would do is enforce the rules they gave me. That's the rules they gave me. So, goddamn, 2 hours after they run, if Biz win that race, if he can't race, I'm getting Big Freak 4,000.
On the car.
Unless both of them come on in and agree to something, that's what they gave me. I'm the DP man. All I do is enforce what they told me. All I'm doing is enforce what they told me. He ain't said nothing about no break off. He ain't said nothing about no funk out. They ain't said shit. But 2 hours, if Biz win, 2 hours after that race, him and Jay got to run Big Freak and Karachi runs for the whole pot. That's all that was said. So somebody done got fucked, maybe, unless they both come to an agreement, and they don't like each other. So right now, all the aces is in goddamn his day hand. I just thought about I didn't think about it when they was locking in with each other. That's some fucked up shit right there, ain't it? All right, nobody want to talk to me. Just they calling Biz and they trying to get it straight through, they're going to say, oh, shit. I done got in the middle of some more bullshit again. Damn. Ain't nobody on here for me? Uh-oh. Here comes Juice, man. What up, Juice?
What's going on, Willie? I just clicked over. What the hell going on here?
Man, I don't know, man.
I heard you saying something. What happened? I know you probably, was a long speech. You probably want to repeat it.
I ain't going to repeat that shit. I think I done fucked up. I didn't fuck up, but I think they done fucked up. They didn't follow through on some shit.
I heard the last end, though. Who got fucked up? Who done got tricked?
Ain't nobody got tricked yet, but there's some goddamn a gray area they left out. A man pulled a race in front of a race, and if that man win, he's supposed to race another guy for the whole pot. Now, what if he go out there and race the first race, and his car tail, and he can't race the second race? His ass over that pot. Damn, I hate to be this. I hate to make the call on that shit. I'm about to talk. They need to work some out on that.
What you said?
But they didn't even say nothing about no break clause or nothing. That wasn't my job to say nothing about it. My job is to enforce
the rules. If the man wins, he got to run somebody else. What you said?
Yeah. If he wins, he automatically lock in for the whole pot with another guy. Automatic.
I heard you say break it. If you break it with it, you might not win. I don't know.
No, you can win and break it, dumb motherfucker.
That's what you're saying?
I
understand. That's what I'm just saying. You let a motherfucker blow that bitch up, he probably ain't going to get there for it, but I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to,
but no,
you know.
No. I done seen a mini race
where
that bitch blowed up.
Yeah, you're right.
I done seen motherfucker do some everything and still win. That's a hell of a possibility. That's a great possibility. You might blow up and still win.
I haven't seen a many of them races like that. A many of them. They didn't put no brake clause in or nothing. Damn.
That's
what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said, dog. I should get them on and try to clear it up.
Okay. We'll tell you, to be honest with you now, if I'm the man sitting in the rocking seat, I'm going to say, fuck it. That's how we locked up. I ain't changing shit if I'm the man sitting in the rocking seat.
Hold on.
They didn't put
hold
up
on. No. Hold on. Your boy Nephew coming on. I know Nephew will answer it for you. Hold on.
All right. There you go. I just want a second opinion. It had me on the road driving, so I couldn't think all this shit. But once I sat out on my ass started thinking because my brains was in my ass. You know, my brains was in my ass. And I started saying to myself, hey, it's some goddamn gray area in this shit.
Damn.
It's a gray area, but it ain't a gray area. It's just an area that sportsmanship, it's a sportsmanship area.
All right, dog.
Hold on, Willie.
What did Nephew say? What did Nephew say?
I ain't told Nephew yet.
All right, Nephew, you might know, but I ain't going to call no names. We got two racers that pull the race each other. If one racer, if a certain racer win, two hours after that, automatically locked in for the pot for the next race. Now, what if you go out there and win the first race and then it's car tail? Does he have the money for the second race?
Yeah.
Ain't no park out. It's the pot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
If that's how he locked it in.
Thank you. Thank you, Wheelchair. I told you that's where I see it.
If he locked in the whole pot 2 hours later, he hold the pot. Shit, if he breaks.
That's right.
I said that, yeah. But I said maybe you need to get both of them and talk to them.
That ain't for me to straighten out because it ain't in the straighten out. If they forgot to put a brake clause in there or a punk out in there and they said the pot, well, the pot is the damn punk out. Then you just said the same shit I said.
All right.
That's what
if they said the pot, yeah. If they said the pot and they ain't say punk out, then they own the pot.
That's right. That's exactly
who the hell? Well, I don't want to know, so. Yeah, that's
it
crazy.
B as in Zay.
I'm pretty sure they're screaming it. He probably ain't going to take any money like that if it happened like that.
Shit. Somebody go out there and
I'm trying to make it better than what it is, nephew. Oh, yeah. I'm ball one race.
All right, Chad Carter, wrap up.
I wasn't trying to get in there, but actuality, we had that fight on your show a few years back, and I fought, and forced me to give in. And the give in factor was that if they don't come tell you that there's a punk out amount, your pot is the punk out. I didn't like it.
That's what everybody agrees to. Everybody's against me on that, so it's got to be.
Now, they can get together and come to you and tell you this amount to park out, but if they don't, then it's tough chitty, but somebody got to suck it.
Now, if I'm the man sitting back waiting to find out who whether I'm a race or not, do I want to compromise or do I want to make it stay the way it is? What I want to do if I'm the man that's sitting back in the birds?
Well, me, myself, I mean, this is just me. I try to eliminate any chance of an argument if I'm going to hold the money. So I probably pull them two to the side.
It's too late. We already locked it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. I said a man that don't do it, he ain't doing nothing wrong.
Hey, dog.
Cal City, your mic on. Cal City.
You locked in. You got to know what you're doing.
What's the lock up for the first race?
Lock up for the first race is 5-on-2. 5-on-2.
Okay. So he can get out of that and relock it in by paying the lockup, right?
Well, he got the first one.
If he paid the 500, the second race is off. The second race will be off.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, damn, that's a smart mother. That's a smart mother.
But yeah, that, you ain't lying.
The problem is that the first one wasn't the equation, though. The first one was just automatically assumed it was going to take place. The equation came.
I know that was the question, but what he's saying is if they don't come together and make a compromise, is just pay $500, just say fuck it, I'll pay the $500, they ain't got a loop of $500. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, what they're saying make a lot of sense. It's the easiest way to go, the best way to go, really.
No. What day is it locked in
Saturday.
For?
Saturday. Saturday, 6 o'clock.
Okay. But, dog, what it did happen? Zay got a race locked in Friday. What if he break Friday and B is winning the race and he can't fix it?
He owed 4,000. He owed the same thing the motherfucker owed the other way around. He owed it too. He agreed. He locked in the same thing B is locked in. They both locked in the same way. And I'm glad you said that. He go out there and tear his shit up and can't race 2 hours after if B is winning the first race, then he owed 4,000. Same thing happened to him too. I didn't think about that now. Well, y'all some smart motherfuckers, boy.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody put no brake clause in there and no funk out. If I would not hit the track, I'd get them on there now while I'm quiet. But if somebody else want to get on there and try to do it and just tell them to put a $500 punk out on the second race, that'll stop all the bullshit. Because both of them got a chance to break it and stand up. And it can go both ways. Both of them can end up fucking themselves. They both can get fucked.
Yep.
And then the thing is, though, what if Diaz and Lil Vinny get up to 10,000 aside? That means they responsible for
it. No. He only for the race that they locked up. I know what you're saying now. No,
okay.
it's 2,000. Nope, they locked in 5 on 2,000. That's what the lock in was.
Okay.
He said if they win,
but,
if Diaz win, he owed that pot. That pot. Not no other pot. That pot.
Okay.
That's what they
said. Okay, dog. That's what I'm saying. You said if Biz win, he got to lead the pot up. What if they get up to 10 or
well,
side? That's the pot.
I'm the DP man. And the way my mind thinking, it ain't gonna be for 4,000. Whatever they, if they come up with more money, that's on them. My mind's saying 4,000.
That's the pot, though, dog. I'm saying that's the pot.
I know
you're okay, you asking me.
As a
DP man. If you ask me as a DP man, I'm saying they might get up to 20,000 apiece and 40,000. But then I ain't looking at it like I'm looking at he got to put up the pot that they ran for, which is 4,000. That's all I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at now as a DP man. I know what you're saying with you, and that's a gray area that can come up. But like I said, I'm going to make the decision. I'm just trying to get other people's views of it. I'm locked in with 4,000. That's what
hey,
I'm locked in with. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear me? This bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had the rate. We had everything situated before you got on the phone. It's a misunderstanding. So let me
well,
go
y'all
ahead.
Need
and
y'all need to. Yeah, y'all
let
go
me go
y'all need to tell me then. Okay, come on with the bitch. Come on.
This is how the race go. We locked in the first race 5 on 2,000 or better.
Right,
if I win, I got to run him
for
2,000. No, 2,000 or better.
Okay, all right, hold on. Now, I understand what you're saying then, but when I was on the phone and I asked y'all, was it 4,000? Y'all both agreed it was 4,000. I said 4,000. Yeah,
well, it is 4,000.
Okay.
My 2,000 and his 2,000. That's 4,000.
No.
I told him that. If I win, I'm going to give you a chance to win your money back. That's what the understanding was before you got on the phone. I said,
okay,
I'm going to put
that's before I got on.
Before you got on. That was the understanding.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run him for what I won. I told him I was going to give him a chance to win his money back with the second race.
Right. Okay,
and if I don't run, and if I don't run, there's no perk out. But if I don't run, he gets 2,000. Basically, that's
okay.
The perk out, 2,000.
Okay, I go along with that then. If y'all had said it before, I'm just going. I can only talk on what I did. And like you said, it's a misunderstanding. It wasn't a misunderstanding. It's just that y'all didn't say it when y'all told me to lock
it. We didn't clarify. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't clarify.
I'm with you. I can agree to that. We good.
Yeah.
Now, wheelchair, that kind of clears up a whole lot of shit right there, wheelchair. That clears up a whole lot of shit right there.
Yeah. Say if I beat Vinny, and I blow up.
I get
4,000, but then I got to get him 2,000, basically.
You got to
get
him 2,000. That's right.
Right.
You done cleared it up, Bill. You done cleared it up.
Okay.
It's cleared up now.
Okay.
It's cleared up now. Good report.
Yeah.
Whoever got Bill's on, thank y'all, man, because the only reason I didn't call him was because somebody in the noise. Good report, though. That cleared it up, guys. Thank y'all, man. That cleared it up. That's clear now. We good. We good as a motherfucker now. At least I am.
Now we got to make sure they understand that. I don't want no misunderstanding about no paper. Because when we was on the phone, I told him, if I beat you, I'm going to give you a chance to get you your money back. I'm not going to beat him and lose money if I lose the check. No, that ain't. Now, if it gets over 2,000, then if it gets to 3,700, I got to run him for 3,700.
All right, well, that's what wheelchair was talking about. Now, that's what wheelchair was talking about. So if y'all get it to 3,700 and you break, do that mean you owe him 3,700?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what wheelchair was talking about. Okay. I'm good now then. I'm good now. But I need Jay to call me back and agree to that shit then.
That's why I said, dog, get both of them on and try to get an understanding of
it. Yeah, well, I told y'all I can't do it. I told y'all somebody can do it. I'm glad they got Biz on. Now I understand what Biz is saying now, but we got to make sure they say the same shit. Because what they said among themselves, I didn't hear what the fuck they said among themselves.
Let me see what I just say.
And we'll say you said it just in case the pot go up. You know, now if the pot went up to 3,700 or 5,000, I didn't agree with that. But what Bill said, he just said yeah. So if Bill said yeah, I ain't got no problem with it.
Whatever we bet, I got to bet that on the second race. $5,000. I ain't got to bet no 10,000. I got to bet 5,000.
I got it.
I know you got it.
No, but what I'm saying is, Bill, you know, at first I thought y'all had to bet whatever the pot was, which is pot. And y'all, when y'all said the pot, where the pot was 4,000, just the individual bet was 2,000 apiece. The pot was 4,000.
The advantage was on his side. You know what, man?
I said that too. I said it. The advantage. No, hold
hell
it. Totally on his motherfucking side. Hell yeah, it's on his side. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Shit. That means I got to win two races to get paid.
That's right. That's true. Oh, I said that before you came on. I said it got them advantage to the motherfucker that's in the bird seat. But then I find out they said they got a race Friday. He fucked around and break his car on Friday too. Then
he got a race being Friday. Yeah,
he got to pay the money.
Now, if he breaks Friday, he can't run Saturday. He don't owe me a dime.
Huh?
Hold on.
No. No, dude, that ain't right there now. You didn't put no break clause in it. If he breaks Friday and you win the race Saturday, he do got to run your ass 2 hours later. You're a liar.
Right.
He do owe you. Yeah. He do owe you. You let him out. You let him out of everything, bitch. You really, you fucking yourself.
No, I ain't going to let him. No, I'm not going to. You're right. I had to rethink that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. If it's just like if you break, you owe him. If he break, he owe you. Shit.
Yeah.
But everything contingent on you winning the first race, though.
Exactly. Yeah, I got to win against.
Yeah, you got to win the first race first. Yeah. All the rest of the shit could just be talk.
Yeah.
But I'm glad wheelchair came in with that shit. I'm glad wheelchair. That's what I'm saying. That's why I like to run this shit by somebody else when it's a gray area. But it's a gray area, but it ain't a gray area. But see, you had to come on and instruct you about the other shit. About y'all had to read just $2,000, dude.
Yeah. Or whatever the pot is. It really
or
wasn't
whatever
a,
the pot come up here.
Yeah. It really
in other words,
you ain't
saying.
In other words, you ain't talking about the total pot. You talking about whatever each one of y'all might bet the one time.
Yes.
If y'all get up to 3,500, then it's 3,500. If y'all get up to 4,000, it's 4,000. It ain't 8,000 or 7,000, right? I got
No.
Go to the pole, Bill.
No, that's it. I gotta win two races to get paid.
You got to win two races.
That wasn't what was said.
I got you. Okay, we got it. Everything getting a little clearer now. We still need to get Zay on there though, so he'll know what we're doing.
Okay.
Oh, you can call him on the back line and tell him to come on and just text me okay.
I don't even, to be honest, I ain't even got Zay's phone number.
I think they're trying to get hold to him.
Okay.
He went straight to voicemail when I tried to call. So, Willie, what race down are you really, grudge race, are you really looking to see?
What
grudge race that we know that's locked in that you really looking forward to seeing?
Richie, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be dead honest, and this ain't no good answer. Shit, Richie, I want to see all the motherfuckers.
Nah, you can only pick one.
I want to see Dirty Diana. I want to see Dirty. Who Dirty Diana running?
You got Tony Bynes, and you got Jesse James.
I want to see Dirty Diana and Jesse James. That's what I want to see. The rest of them I want to see anyway because they're in the goddamn. I like Jesse James.
What about Tate and goddamn Wesley Snipes?
Take me to get gap.
Oh, okay.
Damn. But that's what I want to see, but that's what I don't think going to happen. To be honest with you, I don't believe it's going to happen. I didn't want to try to make stop no races or make it something look bad, but that one ain't going to happen. Be honest with you, both of them motherfuckers scared of each other. They can say, Q can say what he wanted. He's just as scared of Sadie as Katie is him. They both scared of each other. Man, Boss, that can't even crank up, man. Boss can't even crank up, man. Man, Boss, that can't crank up, man.
Man, Boss, that can't
crank up, man. I know. I don't want nobody to agree with me. That's just the way I feel. Was that Tate there that? Was that Tate there that?
Danny Boy said that.
Oh. Man, Tony just crossed up sound like it went on six cylinders. Man, Tony crossed up sound like it went on six cylinders, man.
You want to fight?
No, I don't.
I don't believe it, dog. No. Dog, I don't. I might be wrong. I just don't think that goddamn Ryan and Tate scared. I just don't believe it. You can't make me believe that.
I'm gonna tell you, Tate got nuts. Q got nuts. Both of them got big egos. Don't one of them want to admit it, but both of them bitches cut each other.
I thought you said Dirty Down and Jesse James. That's what I thought you said.
No, they have me.
I thought you said Ryan that was scared of Jesse James.
No.
Oh, okay. You saying Tate and Q scared?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I say it another way. I say both of them cautious. I'll say that.
You said the same shit. You goddamn right.
At first,
Tate was scared to death of Q. But right now, he ain't. Right now, he doesn't. You know, it's a toss up right now.
Yeah, I think
somebody said Tate.
I think the best way to say it now. They both know they're in a goddamn dog fight.
They're in a dog fight. That's right.
No, if you know you're in a hell of a fight, you're gonna be cautious. But both of them cautious. But I don't think they're cute.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. But B is going to beat the fuck out of Lil Vinny, and goddamn it, they're going to fade B, man. Then they're going to beat the fuck out of damn Karachi. Telling y'all, I know this shit. They're like, wheelchair went through that crystal ball and put that shit up on Facebook today. I got a crystal ball too. Y'all come on, man. We got 82 people on here tonight. Y'all come on. Give them something to talk about. Y'all had a good little discussion going on. Give them something to talk about. Hey, Danny Boy, like a boss over here again at the track. He tried to crank up. It took him a while to crank up. And when he cranked up, he sounded like a stick cylinder, man. Nobody want to hear me. They want to build drywall. I hear somebody building drywall that's riding around in the taxi. 773-2668. That's a shit. Come on in there. Hey, man. Juice, with all that damn noise over there, Juice, put your goddamn phone on mute. I know that's you. Might be bullied. Your mic open. Say something.
I know how to start some shit, dog. I know how to start some shit. I just talked about
it.
How to start some shit. And get dead on this motherfucker. So, dog. Saying one way or another, but I'm saying it like this. If the odds on the money, and I'm not saying they're not, so don't nobody try to cut my head off. The odds on the money is so much better in a shootout. Why is it sometimes it's so hard to get car cameras if the odds are so much better?
Well, to be honest with you, Danny,
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying, but I tell you, Danny,
because when you lose, it's the same effect. It's like you lost the grudge race if you lose in the shootout now. It's no different. So guys scared to get in the shootout because they don't want to lose, even though the odds of the money is better. They don't want to get ragged.
Damn.
See, guys, some guys just ain't got no odds. Because you lose in the shootout just like you lost in the grudge race.
Does it matter? Sometimes does it depend on who you lose to, though?
Yeah. That's why some guys scared to get in.
Shit, if that's the case, they just scared to race field again. Is that what you're saying?
That's what he's saying.
That's why we got to have a shootout. You know damn well you scared to do a grudge race.
But I didn't say whether it was free or not. I was just saying.
Well, I mean, even if they putting up 500, 1,000, if you scared to get in there to win more money, you know damn well you scared to put 5,000 up against 5,000.
That's right. Damn sure got to be point there.
You scared to put 500 to win 5,000. You damn sure scared to put 5,000 to win 5,000.
Now, you know what though, Danny Boy. Down at Trick or Treat, they jump in that motherfucker shoot out like it was goddamn free money. Bad motherfucker.
Well,
they had some bad Danny Boy, we done had appetite shows with free entry and couldn't get nine motherfuckers.
Okay. So let me tell you what I think really, really, truly helped that shootout jump off so easy. Okay? A lot of guys were there on Friday and Saturday, and they got a chance to see, you know, those cars, and they kind of knew where everybody was at, and they liked their chances. of getting in the shootout, and they ran over that motherfucker trying to get in because they had pretty much, some of them had already raced each other, and seen what they wanted to see, and they felt good about it, so they jumped
Danny,
in them off.
Danny boy.
So I guess
Danny
we'll
boy.
Go down to what y'all
Danny
saying.
Boy.
A motherfucker scared,
Danny boy,
to,
I'd gave
scared
a,
to lose.
Danny boy, I'd have gave a motherfucker 10-1 odds that Zay wasn't going to win the first round in that damn shootout. I'd have gave a bitch 10-1 odds.
He keeps saying it. He keeps saying, Zay, when Zay picked that pro charger car, he can say, you might well go and drop your dough in your trailer, load up.
Yeah.
They went. But I think what made that motherfucker, that was a good way you did it and did it on Sunday. Because everybody got a chance to see each other either Friday or Saturday, and them guys didn't see no cars, but they really just felt like they couldn't walk. So when you did a shootout, you had a low entity. Yeah, they ran over that motherfucker to get in. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much knew what they were up against. That helped out a lot.
Man, they had some bad motherfuckers in there. They had, okay, just look at it like this, Danny boy. They had the Predator in there. The guy that beat the fuck out of the Predator twice, Squirrel, was in there. Don't tell me they didn't have no bad motherfuckers in that motherfucker. Then they had goddamn it a gorilla in that motherfucker. They had what's that motherfucker, the black one, Eli in that motherfucker.
Brian Lowe.
They had some goddamn motherfuckers. Brian Lowe, man, they had some motherfuckers.
Brian Lowe.
Hey, dog, but listen, you done got your ass pulled out on Saturday, right? And then you want to get your money back. Listen to me. You want to get some of your money back, and you ain't got to put up a 500 to take a chance on getting your goddamn money back. You supposed to kick the dough in on that motherfucker. Shit, trying to get in.
Yeah, D-boy.
Shit.
They had Sean Mitchell in that motherfucker, which is a bad motherfucker. They had Rat Poison.
Hey, dog.
And like
hey,
I said, they had grandson in that bitch. Yeah. And then Big Freak got in there, and I swear, I thought he was the duck. I thought he was the damn brother to shoot up. He won the motherfucker. Come on in there. Whoever they were. Come on in. Come on in.
Yeah, I'm just
who
saying, dog. It's just like trying to get some pussy, dog. Any way to get it, you try to get it, goddamn.
Okay.
Hey,
oh,
Ma,
no,
I got a good one for you, Ma.
Yeah, you do it. You do it.
You want the goddamn man, you get over there, you want old girls, you got to take out over there to Root Chris or whatever, you know, anything to win, man. You find a shootout over there, I want little blue over there in the shootout. Shit, I go there and jump in the shootout. Zay, you know, you had Zay and Squirrel and all them, and now Squirrel and Wit and all them motherfuckers want to kill each other.
Maul.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know Squirrel fucked Predator up, and you know Predator started running good, and it was looking good. Now, would you think if you
right.
was Freak, would you think Freak would have gotten that motherfucker? You think he had a chance of whooping down one of them motherfuckers?
Yeah, exactly, dog.
Yeah, man. I started that to take his money, Maul. I started that to take his money.
So did y'all head down what we were saying? It's two different things, like Q said. It's the odds on the money, but the odds of winning it ain't better. But the money odds is better on the shootout or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Maul, but let me tell you something. Now, we used to say this shit, and we used to say it kind of jokingly. They compliment each other. Okay? And,
yeah.
Okay, this past weekend, Rudd raised the compliment of the shootout. It was easy to get that goddamn shootout on. Because motherfuckers had them got out there and kind of mixed it up a little bit and saw some shit and saw this car with that car, saw Predator go down with so-and-so on and this and, you know. So I think the grudge didn't help the shootout in that case. Just like the shootout helped the grudge sometimes. Motherfuckers be the guy in the shootout and figure out, hell, I can run with them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But it's all racing, man. It's all racing. And it depends on who on the property. And it depends on who you got on the property and if they car doing what it's supposed to do. If this car doing what they're supposed to do and you got the right motherfuckers on the property, like dogs say, you can't have that many roosters in here now. Motherfuckers going to get at each other.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Yes, sir. They're going to get at each other. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But D-Boy, that's what bringing the action at the finale. It ain't the grudge. It's the shootout that everybody.
Oh, Maul, they come and met one another, Maul. These motherfuckers reach and grab each other.
Right.
What Maul said is everybody touching, we want to see grudge and damn near. It's the end of the shootout, though.
Good to see you.
It's the end of the shootout.
Yeah, they stirred up the nest. The shootout did stir up the nest. But when them goddamn walls got to fly, they didn't give a fuck if it was a shootout or not.
What I'm saying is the shootout brought all these calls together to do what
right, 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 right.
They've been
right,
out
right,
all year, and it's a reason why they raced all year, because this particular shootout ain't came up until now. Now everybody want to kill each other. The shootout brings action.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all something else y'all overlook. I don't know if y'all overlook it or not, but you might overlook it. You got to understand, that's the time of the year that a lot of motherfuckers may be racing, but they ain't all the way ready. Motherfuckers
Danny,
trying to play another, back and make sure.
You know another thing you can look
they
at, Danny
ready.
Boy? Danny Boy, you know another thing you can look
they
at? Danny Boy, a nigga can look at his wallet and know whether or not he can afford to race right now or not, too.
Yeah. But, dog, what I'm saying, you know, like, a lot of people left that race last year knowing they had to do better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought some cars out time this year, you know, and they were doing their little thing, but they probably weren't always where they want to be, I guess the way I'm saying it. But now, I think the reason so many people grabbing each other, they where they supposed to be. They feel like their car is where it needs to be to compete, and they're ready to go, you know. So everybody, y'all said, a lot of people going to go in and make some adjustments, make some changes, come back, you know, better. Think everybody about ready now. You can tell when people's cars are ready when you see a lot of lock-in. A lot of time, motherfucker wouldn't lock your ass in March, and you can't even let one word come out of your mouth. Now he's going to jump on your ass because he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
When you were calling instead, he just wasn't ready. So you were calling instead, now you missing the name, and he said you lock it in 30 seconds, you got to lock him. Because he's ready now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
Kid, who you like between Grandson and Jesse James?
I like Grandson.
Damn. I mean, not Grandson. I mean Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana.
I like Dirty Diana.
Man, Jesse James is going to fade that motherfucker. He's going to fade that motherfucker, man. Ryan going to get his motherfucking
like
nose bloody. Dirty Diana, Ryan
like
going to get his
Dirty
nose bloody, man. God damn it. I'm telling you, Jesse James, that black ass goddamn it, what his name is? That mother black motherfucker gonna be ready for y'all.
James Black.
James Black. Yeah. James Black, goddamn got it. He waiting for you motherfuckers. Dirty Diana gonna get fucked up. I'm telling y'all. I said it first. Everybody else said.
Hey,
I even got my damn car.
I would say Dirty Diana, but I don't know who the hell gonna be driving. D-Boy might be driving that motherfucker.
I'm gonna get over there, Maul.
Huh?
Man, Tony, crack it up again, Maul. Sound like a six of them, Maul. Maul, Tony, crack it up. Sound like a six of them.
I'm
gonna
get over there,
Maul. I'm gonna
drive it.
Maul's out here, that damn black guy with black hair.
So where y'all at?
At Dollar.
What you said,
Dollar?
Oh, Ball's got black girl and Dollar.
Yeah.
Been trying to make a pay.
Well, you going out there? Yes, sir. I want to see Dirty Down and JJ. I want to see both of them motherfuckers got big mouths. One of them motherfuckers' mouths going to have cotton in them. One of them bitches' mouths going to have cotton in them. That's what I want to see. I love to see a big mouth motherfucker get cotton put in his mouth. I love that shit. Including my damn dumb ass. Yeah. I know they love to see my motherfucking mouth shit too, though. But I love to see a big mouth motherfucker get his ass kicked. I love to see that shit. Just somebody turn me the fuck on.
Big mouth motherfucker talking. Who the big mouth the grub? Who the big mouth the grub right there?
Right now it's Tate. Right now it's Tate. To me, I'm saying it as of right now, it's Tate right now.
You sure?
Okay.
And then right
think
behind him
Tate.
Is Ryan.
I don't think it's Tate, dog.
Right. Well, I mean, you asked me who I thought it was, though. Right behind
well,
him is Ryan.
I don't think him. Shit.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm going to ask you the minute. Right behind him is Ryan. The Trigger Man done shut up now. He ain't been saying that lately, so I would have said him next. But who you said, Ma? Who you said him?
I was Big Driver.
You said who?
Man, I don't know why y'all don't know who the biggest mouth motherfucking grub is right now.
Who you said, Ma? Who that boy Miles
said? Let me tell you who my pick is.
Jamie Webb, but he didn't got caught in his mouth right
my
now.
The motherfucker with the biggest mouth and grub raising right now is Kuma.
Oh, no. Kuma just... Kuma got 2 weeks. He got 2 weeks now.
Get him on.
Got 2 weeks.
He might not be on this show. You ought to hear him on the morning show.
Oh,
I want every motherfucker in the shootout.
Yeah.
Kuma
said
he want every motherfucker in the shootout.
Tate been saying that for months, though. Kuma just been saying that for the last couple of weeks, though.
Yeah.
Well, if he do half of the shit he got locked in over there, he the baddest, ugly motherfucker I know.
Well, now that part, the ugly, you got that part 100% right.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't no if on the ugly. You're right about that, but don't it? But if he go over there and slap the motherfucker, if he just go over there and do battle with all them folks he's talking about, he a bad motherfucker.
Danny,
right.
You do know I'm on this motherfucker.
Right?
Take it off me, Michael.
Damn.
Back it off. I'm just getting there, Mike. You ain't on this national ass show calling somebody ugly with your raising up, listen, God of the ass.
I'm trying to say you the baddest motherfucking
race.
Leave me the fuck alone.
But you just
tell
me I'm fucking
ugly. You're ugly. I got to tell the truth.
What's up, man? He's going to make a shake now. Bopping to make a shake now. Bopping to make a shake now. Bopping, get on somebody live. Bopping to make a shake now. Get on somebody live. Bopping to make a shake now. Go to Terry Charles. Maybe, I don't know what Terry. Oh, hold on. He might not be live. He just be putting a thing and popping his back. I'm on the show, so I can't go live. Boston to make a shake out in black.
Terry Shaw don't be loud.
Yeah, he just videoed it here and put it up. All right, Boston's sounding better. He's sounding better. He's sounding better.
No, nobody want to see it, dog. He ran the show.
He's sounding better. Prime time boss man with a John Force butt out, y'all. It's prime time Tony Man with a John Force butt out. The more the further he went, the worse it sounded.
Is you live,
sounded dog? Out his, no, I ain't live. I'm on the show. No, I can't go live. He burned out. He sounded like a, when he was in the water box, he sounded like an 8-cylinder. Before they went, he sounded like a damn 6-cylinder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord, about to cut off. Talk about to cut off, man. This motherfucker ain't right.
He sounded like a slant 6 or a V6. Slant 6 or a V6.
He live out there, do it. He look like he might have fucked up some shit. He live out there, but about 400 feet out there, he fucked up some shit, though. I bet Boss might have. He has some ugly ass flames coming out there.
Oh, gone.
Hey, he took off, but shit, about 300, 400 foot out, he had a big backfire, what you call him. The flames was the wrong color, too. It was red ass flames. Ain't no way in the world he can whip me with that bullshit. He can't whip me with that bullshit.
Huh.
All right, I'm back. I ain't hating nobody. It raised about that good. It left good. That's all it did. Y'all feel on him?
Yeah, call Tim Turner. Send him call Tim Turner.
Need to call somebody. Whitney better go back over there and talk to Lil Mo. I went over there and talked to Lil Mo for today. Lil Mo said he can come over there if he wanna. Lil Mo said if he wanna come back, he can.
Yeah, he need to go back to Lil Mo then. They winning over there.
Sounds like the goddamn bear of the week.
Who that bear of the week? That's the goddamn that's Big Predator talking to me. That's Big Predator. You respect that name.
Goddamn bear.
Big Predator.
That's the good one, the big one. That's right.
Yeah.
They can say what they want to with. You the goddamn bear of the week all the way to money, though. You see? They can say what the fuck they want them. The Monday, goddamn it. And the hate on.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, huh? Huh? Y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, huh? Somebody said, I had Witty as a damn bear, too. I had Witty as a bear, too. Well, Witty is a bear. He's the official
The old fucking Fisher.
They got something better to talk about, dog. These motherfuckers got something to talk about on this motherfucker tonight, dog.
Why don't they want? Well, y'all better let me know something.
All this shit they got going on in racing. They don't want to talk about racing. Y'all want to talk about
putting your
dick in somebody's mouth and shit. No, that old bullshit, all this racing going on. Y'all don't want to talk about no racing, man. What Ted Jones and Trigger Lee and Gina L did? What them goddamn women is, shit?
Trigo, that drink of Hennessy.
Yeah. It is what it is. It is what it is. Hey, man. What's wrong with that?
No water, no yak down, dog.
Mm.
What Monica is? What tell it, man? What Monica? Tell wake Monica up, man, and come to the racket, man. There's some women on here.
Well, damn well, Monica ain't seen.
Dang. Nah, she ain't
damn
sleep.
Well,
sleep.
Man, Big Freak gonna beat the fuck out of Dope Fiend. Who wants some of that action?
Out of who?
Out of Dope Fiend.
Who you said, dog?
Dope Fiend and Big Freak.
Big Freak and who? Oh, Ben, yeah.
Ben Harris and Zay. Yeah. And Zay. And Zay gonna beat the fuck out of him, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to bet anybody on the phone on that one. But you know what, though? Oh, goddamn, Ben lucky with Ben. I mean, Maul, that company's lucky now.
Yeah.
Come on, pull it. You got somebody to pull a rabbit out of the hat, goddamn it.
Yeah, I think I like Zay on though. They run B is with the hold on, my dad to call.
We're going to win that goddamn $55,000.
We're going to win the $55,000. It's going to be salty bitch and Jesse James. Salty bitch and Jesse James.
What about Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes won't make it past the first round. Who else you want to throw at me? Who else you want to throw at me? The only way he make it past the first round, goddamn it, he run. I said that I'm gonna get jumped on, so I can't sit.
Who dog? Say it.
I can't say it, man. I can't call no controversy, man. I can't do that, man.
Shit, we know that we need it here. Nobody talking on this motherfucker.
Well, you know me. I'm trying to hang that bitch up. You know me. I mean, I could have got Boston's test fans in if I hadn't been on this motherfucker.
Try this motherfucker up and go on me.
Who you talking about, Pop? He going to make it past the first round if he run who?
I ain't going to tell you that. I tell you, if I say it, I'm going to get ostracized.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna get
a look at weird shit.
Test it to me, goddammit. I see it.
Let me see who the fuck dog talking about.
Who in it, dog?
That's why I can live where it's live right now and see Flock.
I figure it out.
The Nick was put on
it's
Facebook,
paid in
Flock.
I can't see it, dog.
No. Say they ain't in it, no. Say they ain't in it.
The lawyer.
I was a bad motherfucker. The lawyer, bad motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm back. Who a bad motherfucker, doggy?
Is my uncle Sam?
No, Uncle Sam ain't the lawyer. Hey,
hey, dog.
Y'all ain't
damn,
got a team. Y'all ain't got
a team. Then one of them brawls hit the one button.
No, they didn't. Maybe they mad because you call them a bro.
I call them. Yeah, they would call a female a bro. Shit. Appreciate it.
Hold on, I don't see Wesley Snipes on the wheelchair list.
Wesley Snipes is the first alternate. That's why you don't see it.
Oh, okay.
So he's guaranteed to even be in it.
He'll be in it, Block. I'm going to see you in the list, Block.
Want to see the list, Block? Block, you bring your head down. What up, Block?
What up,
you coming down, dog?
I don't like that 9 out.
What this
dude right here? Oh,
man,
dog, you ain't shit. I can figure it out from the list.
No, you can't, Block, but that's the list. You can't figure it out, though.
Shit. I don't know what number 3 got, dog, but I think it's number 4 on what you sent me.
Well, 4 or 5.
I didn't get 5. Oh, okay. No, I didn't even look up. Yeah, I just looking at the fucking alternate, dog. I'm sorry. I'm fucked up. Yeah, I still say 4, 5.
Going on mute. goat mouth ass speaker talking about open her up. Goat mouth ass speaker talking about open her up. They had it even one, but early.
I bet you 1,000. The first thing you do is you get on the show with Leia. Over the mic.
Hey, dog. Keep me out that bullshit, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'm just sitting.
Damn.
That was good, that bitch.
Almost...
That was pretty good, that. Ray, you on, Greg? Ray, you on, Greg? You on, Greg?
Who is that, Baby Trigger?
No, the big one. This is the big one. This always the big one. The baby Trigger in real life, Big Trigger on the phone. You catch me in real life, I'm going to pipe down by 3 notches.
Mm.
Somebody said Tony Bynes raised who not? They going to go take over to the second round?
Tony's going to pay the park out and listen to something else.
I ain't want to be the snitch of the whole group, but I know who you think. I know who you say they're going to win if they race.
Who is it, Dre? Who is it, Dre?
Number 4 or 5, like he said, and shit. Couple of these motherfuckers never even heard of.
Sure ain't, Dre. Hey, Dre, I'm really trying not to embarrass myself and say, who the hell is these people right here? I ain't never heard of them.
Who in the hell is Warren O'Dell?
What's up, man?
Who in the hell is Jerry Woodson? Tracy Landon. Who the fuck is Tracy Landon?
That's the man that owned the track.
Damn, they gonna allow him to get in the 484 shit?
If he got a 484, why can't he get in? Why can't he get in? If he got a 484, why can't he get in?
I mean, they must not be doing it at his track.
If they was, they doing it at Val Alta, man. But even if it was at his track, so what? I ain't sending you shit. Look on Facebook, motherfucker. You ain't got it. Y'all motherfuckers, this bit out. Motherfuckers should have been doing it then. I ain't doing all your work for you motherfuckers out there. Goddamn it. Look it up for your goddamn self. I ain't doing anybody work.
Hey, Flop, who you think gonna win it out of this pick? Who you think gonna get it? Oh, you going with Salty? I'm gonna go with Jason X. Yeah, Jason X probably gonna get that.
Might have a chance unless he runs to that Corvette.
See, hey, if that Corvette and him get out, man, you can boogie for a soft $10.
I'm having a little more later.
Huh?
Nope, I'm having a little more, so I want to bet a little more.
Oh, well, shit, I got a little more right now, but I'm only going to afford to fuck off 10 is what I want to do. I got a soft $10. Jason Ness win that whole thing.
You still got Steven Fayez over there?
He probably got Steven Stone over there. I don't know who the hell he got over there. That ain't my problem. I know that motherfucker ain't just coming into another race and not be ready. You can damn sure forget about that.
Who you talking about, Dre?
Next one win it all.
Well, we got two or three ghost cars now. We got two or three folk ghost cars in this motherfucker, man. We don't know what they're going to bring.
I'm going to go with that Jason Nick, though. That's just my personal opinion, Flop, man. I don't know about nobody else. I know you going with Soldier. Got a couple of them going with Jesse James.
Who you said, Ray?
What?
Who you said you going with?
Jason Nick.
I'm going with Jason Nick.
Oh, okay. Jason Nick's going to get his motherfucking ass
overflowed out. Like a
fucking fan. Salt the bitch. Jesse James, Deja Vu.
Man, Jason is going to run all over Salty Bitch.
Hey, dog, where the Kung Fu Panda at?
He ain't in it. He's not in it.
Or the Patriot.
That's another
thing.
But see, that's another thing, too. They might come in and get in it later on. They might come put their name on the list at the track. You never know.
Kung Fu Panda and the Patriot.
Yeah.
So, dog, let me ask you this here. Is it 484 and 5 inches or just all 484?
Okay, it's 484.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right, Ma. You're right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was, you know, they last race they had both of them.
No, they have 5 inches below races, but the 44 was always just in 44. But they have 5 inches below races.
Did I see Joseph Wells on their list, dog?
No, Joseph Wells is not on the list. No. Nope.
Bob, you know he can't take his start off the, oh, never mind, goddamn, I've got my fucking phone on me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he started wheeling on. He can't take it off. He's wheeling on. He can't take it off.
That goddamn little height of it is about a little bit too tall.
Y'all just assuming shit. We don't know. We can only assume.
That's a hell of a deck.
I would love to see it.
Man. I love to see it, you know, up close and personal, and I can get a bird's eye view on it.
Hey, Dre, what's up, Dre?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, who you think the Grody is this year, Dre? If you would pick a Grody.
I can't hear you, Ma. What you say?
I said, who your Grody will be? Your Grody.
I don't know what that... You what? Oh, you talking
about... Grody race of the year, man. Grody race of the year.
Grody race of the year. He talking about Grody. I thought he... Yeah, okay. I got you now.
Hey, Ma. Can you dumb it down just a little bit, please? Dumb it down. I'm going to move on.
Vincent, let the man talk great. Why I tell y'all niggas about talking when I'm talking, man? That's the most disrespectful shit
I've
ever
seen. Come on with the question, man. Don't nobody want to hear that
my,
other
my
shit.
Girl
race, with the answer
my girl's race of the year. Let's see. I gotta say it's gonna either be we ain't did much this year. I can't put us in the running with that. So now, let me see. Probably Silver Dollar. No, well, Quan them over there with that Silver Dollar and that white truck. Now them motherfuckers been going at it all year long everywhere they went. So I either give it to them. Now,
okay,
y'all. Y'all already know my punk eye player of the year. You know, that's my man. But
nah, yeah, we ain't getting into all that shit,
Drake.
Come on, Dre. You fucking up the show, man.
Nah, I'll go.
So you said corn. Right?
Hey, Maul and Flop. Y'all notice, ain't nobody picking Gotti? Y'all notice that?
Yeah,
I ain't nobody. I think Gotti gonna be the dog horse to win it, but I don't know. Y'all bouncing back and forth.
I believe Gotti gonna go out first round. That's just my personal opinion. Now I don't know who gonna like it and who get mad, but I think he's going out in the first round.
Bet the ten, Joy.
What, you said Gotti gonna stay in there? Who did Pie Joe have? You want that? Yeah, we
never mind. Never mind, Dre. Never mind, Dre.
If anything will happen, that nigga blow the tires out that motherfucker and anything. Yeah, we bet that.
Pie Joe, y'all
you
go for it. Y'all niggas, y'all.
Hey, Pie Joe.
Watch him, never mind. He already know who wrote him.
He already know who on the phone, Flop.
That's why I said never mind.
I know.
Y'all be goddamn from topic to goddamn topic, man. I'm trying to get somewhere with some shit, man. Okay.
Yeah, go back to my old shit.
fuck that shit, man. Y'all be talking about the 484. Oh, that shit. Fuck that shit. Okay, Flaw. This year, Flaw, who would you consider the goddamn who would you consider to be in the run of the blood race of the year?
Big Brother. Wit and the Salty Bitch crew come to mind right away.
Okay. They got noise in the background.
I hear him.
God damn, man.
Y'all go ahead with the show, man.
Yeah. No, don't get these shirts, man. I'm going to hang their ass up.
y'all got a nigga playing slow music in there. Who playing the slow music? Who you got?
Nah.
Who on the well off here bending that boat like, in the back that guy? When I find out who he is, I'm
going to like a nigga going through a stack of tape.
Go ahead, Flop.
Who you think, Flop? You said Salty Bitch.
And who
else? Okay. I got to get Tate in there somewhere.
Who?
Tate. Tate. Tape.
Tape for Grudge Race of the Year?
You said tape.
Yeah.
I know you like to
hold on.
I came out better talking to Dre now. And you come with this bullshit here now.
I got one for real that I don't know how to chop them up. But I see them as and that's that Vaughn. Dirty Diana crew.
Yeah, you can say Vaughn. That's
what I'm getting at. Vaughn.
I think the top four, Vaughn, 901, Salty Bitch.
Okay.
And Corn. I think that's the top four right now.
Nestor's got to be in there somewhere.
Big man, you wouldn't stop me from saying.
Yeah, I gave you some
hands, a lot. I'm saying the music, man.
We got
the music, yo.
That's in my top four right there.
All right, guys. All right, whoever got all the background noise, you know who he is. Mute your fucking phone, you dumb motherfucker. Let me go and find this shit. I can find it. Stupid ass nigga, man. Don't worry, I can find them all. Don't worry, I'll get
them. So who's the lady in the background talking?
That's a stupid bitch ass nigga, man. See this bitch ass nigga playing Archie.
Who's that lady talking? What's she talking about?
This nigga ain't paid it.
Hold on, y'all. Hey, they talking about, I think she was talking about getting some head or something. Oh, she said, I gave you something, you stopped me.
I found the motherfucker.
Who was it, dog?
They gone. They gone.
Who was
they phone got
go?
I ain't telling. They gone. They got a. They
he
got a.
Playing goddamn
phone. R.
Kelly and shit, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I got them all. I told you I found them. Let's go.
So you said. Wit said 901. He said, goddamn Corn, Vaughn. And who else you said with?
Salty
Bitch. That's a good little lineup.
That's a good four there. That's a good one there, y'all.
That's a good four. So who will come out on top on them four right there?
How y'all live, Kelly out?
I like that top four, but if I had to go down to the nitty gritty and start grinding again,
I go with Kelly and damn what you call me. Now, if you got somebody in that top four that can fight back, if we can fight back and tell me why they did just as much as whatever, then you might have to say.
How many times did that road lit, baby, right in that goddamn house? Look, like they've been racing with that motherfucker.
See, now I'm gonna tell you what's fucked up though. Not fucked up, but what's good. If just because we at the end of the season, you know a lot of motherfuckers remember whatever you've done for me lately. Tony Bagg can come back and win 4 or 5
Ain't nobody in the north in that top four.
Oh, y'all, you don't hear me talk
about what you're talking about.
They said Vaughn.
Hey, y'all got to stop this bullshit about up north and down south, man. Everybody racing, man.
Some bad
motherfuckers
drinking
up north,
some
bad ones down
south.
Hold on, let me get Big Eddie on. Oh, yeah, if you want out, Jack, if you want to hear the truth, go to the Big Eddie show.
Well, the reason why I asked, because it's pretty tough this year, you know what I'm saying? Normally you just have motherfuckers that just running away with the shit, but this year them top five right there y'all gave, shit, you can go with either one of them, right?
Hey, Ma, I want to get to something. I know Kid asked it about the North, and he must have didn't hear it. But other than Vaughn, and I know Tate
I don't think I might be wrong, but I think if you say Grudge Race of the Year, I think Corn will be a top candidate. Like, he just did more grudging than any time.
Give your phone. I don't know about that. He did 25. How many he did,
Danny,
you think? Shit,
he did a bunch of them motherfuckers.
What's
that motherfucker?
Top
he was racing.
Get your phone, D-boy.
Between all the cars, Corn been, I know he did about 15 grudge races this year. It's been about 15 or so.
Yeah. I know we did 25. Get your phone, Danny.
Get your phone, D-boy, man. God damn. That's why we put him up there. Go ahead, get your phone.
I got Salty and Corn so far. That's all I got.
We said four.
I can't think of no four right now. I got to think. I think it's some more people we overlooked.
901,
we think he got 25. He probably would be in the top four, but I think we overlooking some people, though.
Who we overlooking?
Yeah, we trying to see.
Who the fuck we overlooking?
Yeah.
I'm saying you're not overlooking Vaughn, but he got a pretty
We mentioned Vaughn.
Who else can step up to the fucking plate with the
number
to be recognized?
They go to five right there.
Who's the one more than five right there? I know one more. I'm thinking, make sure I'm looking nobody. But he don't ever want it, Willie Dawg. We always exclude Willie Dawg because he's part of it.
Right.
It's 901 and Salty and Whip. maybe Damon might be in the top four, although he's lost a lot of races. He did a lot of races. Damon did a lot of races. He did set by six, seven races with Pitnall, although he lost all of them. He raced about seven times with that motherfucker. So, he might come in though.
Right. But the people who come out.
But you be counting all the cars. I mean, if you count all the cars, I mean, he probably got quite a few wheels, right?
Damn, what about staying in your lane? Stay in your lane.
I'm going to hit you in your motherfucking stomach when I see you next time. That can't
hear you. What about all them motherfuckers over there in Bama Burnout? What about all the unknown motherfuckers over there in Bama Burnout? Like Brian
Jack,
Murphy.
Jack,
like Murphy.
Brian Lowe.
Oh, yeah, Murphy. Murphy done done some.
Murphy done done some, but they, I don't think they, you know,
they ain't traveling.
Like, they ain't
going to be.
Right. They local dogs.
They just Alabama.
They still... Holly Spring, that's it.
Yeah. They just steal, really.
Yeah.
Mhm. Travel, you know what I'm saying? Gonna get
the people I'm naming more.
Moving around
and doing shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We've been to 5-6 states already too.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Texas, Arkansas,
do you count Zay with Jeremiah on his team?
No.
I don't know.
No. Vaughn got Chicago hands down. It ain't no argument on that. Vaughn got that hands down. I mean, the man been racing on. He listened to the show, Flop. He been racing on, like, Wednesdays and Tuesdays and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He come down here, race.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Right. Yeah, Vaughn been doing his thing up there.
Ain't no top four. A good top four right there. Quan, 901,
Vaughn. Damn good top four.
And Salty.
Intelli.
That's top five.
That's a good top five.
Right. Somebody need to put it up. Put it up, Will, Jeff.
Put it up, go, Ray.
You don't put it up, goddamn. See what this, let's get our argument going.
You got five motherfuckers.
Top five grudge races of the year standing right now.
But that's about it, Witt. I mean,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't, you know.
Yeah, I can't think of no motherfucker.
Ain't nobody else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Know me, I know how to call post out jump.
Y'all put that up there. Y'all finna get a whole lot of goddamn audience. A big question about all them little boys. All the boys are going to DMV and shit. Well, y'all really cuss the fuck out.
Paul, man, not Larry McKenzie. Not Gigantor.
We haven't seen nothing DMV style now, like what these guys been doing, what we talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Gigantor.
Every time you turn around, you see Vaughn, you see Vaughn, you see Telly.
DMV gonna sell a Latavius Maddox and Gigantor and Jason
Gigantor.
Jason whatever that was, Florida.
Yeah, dog, but dog.
Y'all forgot about Jason Wells out in Florida. He been doing a lot of racing.
He said stay in your lane, but they ain't did shit with these boys, goddamn it.
But Maul, you said the key word earlier, Maul. Ain't nobody really been outstanding this year. That was fucked up. Ain't nobody really been outstanding.
Right. You're right. Ain't nobody is outstanding, but those are the ones that stand out. Them four.
But these are.
Five.
But they have been more outstanding than the
them
people.
Them five else stand out than me.
Right.
Ain't been shit really this year, but them five else stand out.
Right. Them five that stand out more than the ones y'all giving me, like stay in your lane and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said stay in your lane, Mark. I ain't know them boys did a whole lot of traveling or not.
Like they ain't did that with these boys.
I know
boys
I seen them go though.
Yeah. We talking about winning, traveling, all that shit, blood racing and all that shit there. You know what I'm saying? So, it's up with them five right there. You know what I mean? It's up with them five. So everybody like, you know, Zay did a good job, what, about 2-3 years ago up there, but he ain't been, like, really hot like, you know, what Bond been doing. You know what I'm saying? He won the weekend and everybody like, oh, he did some that. But Vaughn, I've been listening to Vaughn been racing like fucking up there in that, what, a whisper.
Yeah.
All that shit. Yeah, he been moving around, shit, dying here 2 or 3 times and shit like that. So Vaughn been moving around, racing, whipping back and forth, 901, whatever the fuck you want to call it, telling. You know, ain't thanking nobody.
Jamie, them ain't done shit.
Who performing came out, but they came out later on at one race and showed there. You know what I'm saying? But in that, they, you know, they ain't did that to the degree of what these guys been doing. If you want to run now, I give you the run now to the motherfuckers. Taylor went up there. Let me give it to Taylor. Taylor went up there with Sweet and won the shoe.
Run it down.
Goddamn. You don't want full racing with Juice. Blood racing in the shootout and shit. Corn been in and out of Huckleberry. Silver Dollar. Over there in Texas. Back over here to Steel. Vaughn been up there, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Chicago, fucking Steel. Whip in Texas, Steel, Mississippi, Bacon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How many tracks we done been to?
August 7th.
Look at four, Ball. It's going to be a motherfucker, though. It's going to be a motherfucker whoever gets it.
Thanks for the fact. They're going to be a motherfucker.
We told y'all last night you just fucking grill race of the year tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Basically, dog, what I'm saying, dog, you can't go wrong with them five. You can't go wrong with them five. I don't think so, anyway.
But as Maul said, it can only be one, though.
It can only be one, dog.
Yeah, we clickers know how to get it, too.
That nigga call you slick. Yeah,
I'm just saying, he done warned him before, so he know where he gotta go, what he gotta do to get that motherfucker. If a nigga do something there, he gonna do some more shit. Got them top five.
Oh yeah. Damn, they been kind of holding down the state, ain't it?
Who the dick sucker of the year? Who the dick sucker of the year?
Dick sucker of the year. I think he out of Chicago.
Don't
meet
me, motherfucker.
Chicago, good. Chicago, goddamn. Yeah, dog, stupid.
The big sucker of the year.
Big sucker of the year.
Hey, dog, what you say, dog? Is they mouth?
But I said big sucker or big rider. Which one is it? Which one is it gonna be?
It don't matter, dog. Whatever it is, they own it. It's a dick, they own it, goddamn it. Where they own it, they mouth or their feet or whatever, ass or whatever.
Maul. Now Predator looks like shit all over the trick or treat. And trick or treat, that's something come out with bells on. What do you think? You think they just waited around or they just got that shit together?
I think Lil Baby been having Predator, though. Lil Baby been having Predator a little bit, too. Oh, boy.
I was saying, he thinks that. You think they can wait for the truth?
Dog, who get the pump? Dog, who get the pump fake of the year? Pump fake of the year.
Well,
shit.
I hate to say it. He come out.
Come on,
that
dog. Come on, that dog.
He came out of Texas.
Pump fake of the year, goddamn.
It's between Texas and Georgia. That's all I'm gonna say. Between Texas and Georgia.
So you ain't saying them two states. You saying it's in between them two states.
One of our main men got to be the biggest pump figure it is, though. One of our main men turned out to be a pump figure motherfucker. I'm going on mute, man.
Pump figure. Yeah. Oh, shit, boy. Y'all motherfucking crazy, man.
I'll flop in the table who the pump faker was. He's going to tell me about some motherfucking who done been racing. I don't want to know. I ain't into that shit. I want to know who the pump faker of the year is.
Yeah.
Big rider.
Pump faker of the year,
sucker.
Well, yeah, Flop. You know I'm not shy away from no goddamn questions. Pump
faker of the year. Who the hell been pump faking, Mo?
I don't know. Oh, that's just the question. I don't know.
Somebody told me somebody by the name of Ron Jeremy. Now that's somebody with that got an orange
Cabrera,
I think. Oh, Lord. Somebody said Big Eddie, man.
Jeremy.
Somebody said Big Eddie, man.
Nah, Big Eddie ain't been doing it.
Y'all don't, nobody even know who Ron Jeremy is?
Who?
Got an orange Camaro. I think he's from up there in the Midwest somewhere.
Camaro.
Ron Jeremy.
I don't know who that is. I don't know what the fuck
that is,
dog.
We still on the phone? Where?
Yeah.
Who played the most punk out this year?
Oh, wait.
They said Big Eddie could be the biggest dick sucker too now.
Ah, damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
man, I'm getting all kind of things.
They said our last night show, though.
I don't know what they're doing, man.
They
said
our last night show.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. There's been some shit coming through here, man. It been some shit coming through me.
Well, I don't get in Chicago crying because Chicago gonna stick with Chicago. So, you know, it you know, you have to let them fight it out. They sell, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Anything outside of Chicago, you better just leave that alone. Let Chicago be Chicago.
Yeah. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go in there and talk about goddamn Big Ed, and they'll tag your ass up. We're talking about Big Ed because he's from Chicago, so we're going to stay out of that, dog. We just going to.
All right, guys, I let this y'all to come on around. Y'all making me waste up my glue for nothing. Y'all making me waste this glue up for nothing. Ain't nobody in the staging lane. I need somebody over in the staging lane, man. Somebody come on down there with me.
I was just finna say, I don't hear a motorcycle, a four-wheeler, or nothing.
Damn, I thought I was on mute. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, we just gonna keep it like that, dog.
Is it Kimo and Lil Wheel, Big Sucker?
Oh, man.
Ain't nobody from Chicago coming to save any big nasty ass. Ah, damn. Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah,
Somebody had the hand
Anonymous. Anonymous.
Who this anonymous motherfucker with the hand up? Anonymous, come on, I just opened your mic, Anonymous. You got a boy.
What's going on? What's going on?
What is it?
What's going on, man?
That sound like that Flip?
Oh, nah, man. I'm a new caller, man.
Well, who you is? Who you is, new caller?
Man, I'm just a fan. Hey, what's the morning show, man? Why is the morning show at?
I asked you who the hell you is, boy. Fuck you is.
What's the
don't
morning
come on
show?
And ask no goddamn. No, this is this the show you hold on. This the show you hold on.
Damn.
Come on here. We asked this motherfucker three times
what
his goddamn name is.
Want,
yeah, no.
What
we gotta find out who
want,
he is first.
I'm trying to find the morning show. This the morning show?
Go ask your wife. She the one been fucking all of them on the morning show.
Damn.
This motherfucker. Come on here. We asked him what his motherfucking name is. He won't tell nobody. You must be the motherfucking police, nigga.
Lord, how much?
Yeah, like the police, we asked you what your name was. You can't tell nobody who the fuck you is, boy. Well, is this the morning show? You a dumb motherfucker to think it's the morning show or this night. Bitch, this the night show.
He no good and damn well this ain't no motherfucking morning show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kuma. Thank you. Thank you, Kuma.
It's a dog show. You know where the hell you call. Is that where they train y'all in Chicago, motherfucker?
Let's leave the goddamn police.
Wait till night time to call the morning show? Damn. No, where you find them at?
Hey, Chris,
I don't know.
It's 9 o'clock.
What up,
Flop?
Damn, Flop must have dropped off. Flop, you dropped off?
No, I had to get my... No, I was on somebody else, man. I had to get my own. Hey, dog.
Hey, who is this anonymous motherfucker?
Oh, he's from Anonymous. Here. Call. I don't know.
Somebody come on and tell me this is this the morning show.
Hey dog, he called in at 7:40. He called in at 7:40 talking about is this the morning show PM.
Damn.
No, this is evening. It's the evening show. And then he wouldn't tell nobody what his name was.
Tell him if he wanna hear the truth, call the Big Eddie show.
Yeah. Was Big Eddie wrong for putting a commercial on my show? On my show?
I thought you was gonna say something.
I let him slide on that. I'm saying, oh, you gonna come on my show to advertise motherfucker?
It really did kind of the way it was presented. You could interpret it as he was discrediting your show for not presenting the truth.
Yeah, I let him slide because. Brother D, somebody was sick. Brother D prayed him back to health, and he come over there talking loud. I was happy for
well,
him.
But he sounded good and strong, though. He sounded
good and strong. So I ain't wanna jump on him. I let him slip, like, but don't think I didn't catch that bullshit now. So come on, come on, you want to hear the truth? Come on, it's my show.
Oh, that what he said on your show, dog?
Yeah.
Nah, it was the morning show.
So he's saying your show fake.
Well, you could have said that if I was one of them kind of motherfuckers vindictive.
Who
that like
just
that?
Said, nah, the morning show. Was that the man, the anonymous man?
I don't know.
Damn.
No. Yeah.
I just watched that damn Vines fast. Now, I know good and damn well ain't none of y'all want to think that's fast, right?
Man, screw me. If that man give you the bad time, I'm going to call the police on your motherfucking head for robbing a man like that. I'm going to tell you right now.
Dude, he doesn't believe it, and I'm going to take it.
Screw me. I'm going to call the fucking police. The police going to be down at the other end with you with handcuffs, man. Goddamn weird. You should give that man the bad time. You ought to be giving him the back guy.
Well, hell, I didn't offer it. He did. So I took what he offered.
No, I'm going to call
him. He told me I should have took the 1-1. That come out of Tony Barr's mouth. Now, make sure you put him as jackass for saying that.
Well, he ain't earned a jackass for this week yet. He ain't earned it yet. But he's working on it. He's working on it.
All I know is he.
I don't want
it.
Man, I don't like
got,
to give it to him because that's my buddy.
We got a bye week, did we, don't we?
Oh, man, that's a
yeah,
good bye week.
Sort of. Yeah, Ma, sort of, yeah. Yeah. Damn
yeah,
it.
We got a bye week, yeah. Kid.
Around this area we do.
Right.
Just say this, somebody finna have a show Friday. Y'all see it?
God, damn.
Damn, boo. My right, though. We sort of like ain't got anything going on this week.
Yeah, we got a bye week, cuz. That's rough.
I got to go to Piedmont Saturday, though.
Bye. Yeah, we go up to the finale, man. Motherfucker.
Oh, man, not the Piedmont.
That's why I was saying I was fuck my kid dumb ass up for not coming on. He should have been on tonight advertising his show now. Shit, he got 2 weeks. He got a free week to advertise his shit.
He ain't got advertise. He good, y'all. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of hearing him. Shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker don't know yet. They ain't
going to
never know. Shit.
Hey, Big Eddie on, man. Big Eddie on.
Y'all being too hard on Eddie, man.
Y'all get mad because Big Eddie. Now, one thing about him. Y'all can say what you want about that motherfucker, but he gonna speak his piece now. Y'all piss him off. He gonna speak his piece now. He ain't backing down on him, man.
What's up, Big Eddie?
I mean, he on the show, but he hit the one mark.
Oh, okay. Damn,
where was Dre at? I looked for Dre, goddamn it, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I ain't seen him nowhere.
He was at the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Check the horse stable. Check the horse stable.
Oh, shit. That was that bullshit.
Yeah, you shut that motherfucker down, dog. You go to work, man. These motherfuckers ain't talking about that no motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Them motherfuckers ain't racing over there, Maul. Shit.
I'm finna show the valley. I'm finna try to get the fuck out from down here, too.
Yeah.
It did down here like a motherfucker tonight. It did like a motherfucker down here tonight.
Lee early on
boss
gonna have a check now.
I think Boss gonna make another shakedown, but let me see if Boss loaded up. Boss might be loaded up. Man, Boss gone. Man, Boss is loaded up and left, man. Boss gone.
Oh, man, not Boss gone.
Boss gone, man. I'm gonna do that now. Boss gone, man. Boss made one shake got him gone.
Oh, he left.
One shake got him left. So that means that shit he did then, either he was satisfied with it or he blowed the bitch up, one of the two.
He ain't got no offer.
Either Boss seen what he wanted to see out the hole, because that's all he could have did, because it left good, or he blowed that bitch up. Okay. One of the two. That's something. Man, Boss gone, man. I swear for God, I looked over there, the goddamn is vacant over there where he was at, man. And then that's a fast load of
ass. Hey, guys, you better. Like I said, you might want to tell him to kind of beat mine, keep testing from the way he looks.
Well, I don't know what he must have came in. Either he seen what he wanted to see or he blowed up. One of the two. Oh, goddamn it, that's
the
same thing.
Man, I'm going to Piedmont State. Come on with me. Because you need some more.
Hey, look here. He's looking good out of the hole. That was it. The further he went, the slower he got.
Out of the hole?
But he looking good leaving down there. But that ain't going to do no good, though. That ain't going to do no good, though. Because
he was by himself.
There you go, Coleman. And you look just as good, Coleman. You look just as good. So, you know, ain't no big deal.
Ball's gone.
Ball's gone, man. Ball's gone.
He got mad at me earlier about fucking with him.
What was you fucking with him for, Whit?
We were fucking with our friend all last week. So I fucking with him. Got in this feeling, dog. You know, I come support everybody. You right, boss. You right. You need to leave people alone, goddamn. When you be fucking with folks like the college and shit, when you get mad when I'm fucking with you about your shit. And so you need to put a ball and chain on all them of them. You know.
You got a point there, Rick.
Now, that's for everybody. If you can't take it, man, just...
Hey, Boss on the show now. Boss probably on the show now. He on the road now. Boss on the show now.
Yeah.
Get Boss on in so he can keep us going.
Yeah,
Boss will keep y'all going at about 11 o'clock.
Let me get him in. Let me get Boss in. I brought him in and told
him. Damn it. If Boss won't keep y'all going to damn 11 o'clock, a little chilling.
Get him on there. I got time. Especially no wit on him, no wit finna give you mail because he's seen that pass.
Now I ain't see it, but he ain't know.
Are you trying to tell him to it? Because he put it up.
I told you, come. So come, it didn't look like he left over shit either, come?
That, it looked god awful from the way it go. The only thing looked better, he finally got the plane to come out the exhaust, not the carburetor. I'll give him that.
Man. You got a point there, Coleman.
Danny, what Danny boy? Danny boy, you were right. You were right, Danny boy. You won.
Is Danny boy on here?
He was earlier.
Cause he told me if we get that lock, he likes Tony. I hope he stands
on that. I'm about to start barring you from coming on the show. If you come on the show, I'm scared about it. They're scared to talk.
I ain't called nobody out. I've been nice, talking to Whit. Whit cussing that day. Said he going to punch me in the mouth. Me and Whit good. I'm good. Tell him, Whit.
Hey,
he's got no arm pressure.
Hey, Whit, you know Cromer body slammed the shit out of the motherfucker now.
Don't do that, Mike. Don't do that. I told that guy three times to put me the fuck down. Three times. If I hadn't done what I done, he would still be picking me up, trying to slam me. The motherfucker had done to 13 perks. He was geeked up on perks and had no strength. He had no business fucking with me. A 33 pound whip, look, put me down, don't do that. No, you're going to embarrass the white guy. I'm here with my good-looking girlfriend with brown hair, because my wife just left, I got a new girlfriend, I got impressed her. Yeah, well, how'd that work out for you, Poncho? He said he's going to fuck me up when he sees me. But he tells me that about every other week. We go to the track, he's sitting on the wall, feet crossed like a good boy. Him's a good boy. He gonna fuck me up one day.
Not the little country body slam.
Dude, I told you 3 times, put me down.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
if you tell a motherfucker 3 times put you down and they keep doing it, what do?
Well,
can't nobody be mad at what I do. It was our fault, but it worked the same. He should have knew, though, when he tried to pick me up and I put my weight on him, all 130 pounds, and you can't figure that?
Uh-huh.
I put 130 pounds of weight on him, and he couldn't do nothing. Like, damn, Poncho, you can't pick me up? Okay, maybe he'll quit in a fucking minute, but he didn't. Well, actually, he did. When I slammed him in his eyes crossed. He said this time he's not going to take Percocet. Somebody told me he didn't steal it that night. He said it the next day. He said he got knocked the ass out of himself the next day because he was so fucked up. Damn. I don't want to smoke nobody. I don't want to fight nobody, argue nobody. I don't do that shit. Me and we can talk shit. 10 minutes later, we good.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, tell me I need to humble my little ass down, and I'm just trying to bring action to the show. Because to me, had I been humble, I wouldn't have no left end. None. Tony Bonds wouldn't have gave me the back tire. Other guys wouldn't have came out here. Sometimes you got to spice it up a little bit. I'm just trying to bring small, black nitrous back. If I'm going to take an ass whooping next week, I'm going to call him back out. Something got to happen. There's a small butt shit going there.
What the hell happened?
I don't know, bro. I'm on mute. I'm in a bush.
Yeah, Krum, you fucking up the show, man. You got everybody scared.
I ain't going on nobody. Anybody that's in the bushes, feel free to come out. I done been humbled today. I got my piece of humble pie. They told me to get the fuck out. I got enough. So I'm good. I'm cheap.
Hey, Crummy, that's bullshit. That's like a bear standing out there in the road. You know he been fed. You still going to come out and fuck with him and figure he ain't going to eat you?
I promise I ain't going to call nobody out. So if y'all in the bushes, I promise not to call nobody out. If so, macaroni, hang me the fuck up.
Hey, Crummy, you sound like you begging for friends. Now you're bullying all your friends.
Somebody said I'm not gonna beat you up. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna win them. I'm just going to bring action and try.
All right, y'all got enough for tonight? We can get them out of here?
Yep.
Anybody got any more questions for Dawes? If not, he's getting the hell on.
All right, we're finna. We'll see y'all next week. Next week is gonna be the week. Next week is the week. Pay your pennies up. Start. Get you some cream for your ass, cause somebody ass gonna be sore like a motherfucker. Coleman, you either gonna have
one of
these up your ass or you gonna.
Who you like, dog? Well, Boston or New York?
Let me do that.
You better have you a lot of grease just in case. Your ass gonna be kept.
I put
on
like some chaps in
New York.
Somebody called Tony to find out was he satisfied with his pass or did he blow the car or something. I don't know. One of the two now. Either satisfied or some hurt on that Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Who you like, boss? Dog, Boston or New York?
Boston who?
So who you like, Boston or New York? Yeah.
I'm a Lakers fan, motherfucker. Lakers got blown out last night. That's all I want to know.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Lakers fan.
Dave.
Well, I'm a LeBron James fan.
I got you, might
to
be you might be on a losing streak.
You got the answer. Hey, 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 hold on. You don't jump off a ship just because this goddamn got a leak in it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's still more water than that sea than it is. It's going to be in that ship. Hey, now. Y'all want to, we're going to get out of here, y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We'll see y'all when we see y'all.
We'll see you in the morning on the morning show.
Okay, Comey. Y'all take care, man. Y'all take care.
Thank you.